for us to waste your time, please hang up and dial again. If you need help, please don't phone us.
Hey guys, we're back!
I know it's been a long time, but...
Yeah, we finally made it back. I know. You guys are probably like, you know, you never even noticed that we were gone because there's probably like 10 people listening. But, yeah.
I know somebody, one of y'all was wondering, hopefully.
Yeah, like, when are they coming back? I hope our last episode was pretty good. Giraffe wanted to know if anyone was really listening. So, yeah.
You can email us at wasteyourtimewhat@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at wasteyourtime. And our Tumblr is wasteyourtime.tumblr.com. And you can also find us on Skype at wasteyourtimewhat. That's WASTEURTIMEWUT.
Yeah, we have been gone for a while. And by a while, I would probably have to say probably a few months.
I don't think it's been that long.
A month?
Maybe a month, yeah.
I don't know. Sorry, guys.
It's really because our schedules really don't meet up, really.
Work
all the time. And
the thing was that we would post every Saturday, and look at us now.
We're going to try to do it from here on out.
Yeah. To whoever is listening, we're glad that you are. And we really wish you guys would comment and let us know how we're doing. We would like to perfect ourselves. I'm pretty sure you guys would want to listen to good podcasting. And remember, we are here for you. That's the reason why we're making this.
Yes. And even if nobody's listening, we're still going to keep making these podcasts because it's like a diary.
Yeah.
I've never really written in journals or diaries or anything like that.
I have a diary, but I only write in it when I'm mad.
I've heard.
Yeah, you've heard.
Only some things make the entries, right?
Yeah, at least some things make the entries.
Only the select few.
I probably have 7 entries. And it has to be things that makes me really mad. Writing it out really works.
I made one of them, right?
Yes. Justin was able to be in an entry in my diary, so and he's proud of that. He probably would have been in it today too, but we got over that.
Oh, I could have been in twice. Probably back to back, right?
Yeah, it would be back to back.
Yes.
But a lot of stuff happened, guys. Things have changed, and not so much. We're still working in the same places, and I guess the
still
really
slaving away.
Yeah, the really big thing that's probably changed is our relationship. Like, we're still together. We're still together, but you know, getting to know each other a little bit more, and understanding each other a little bit more. Twice we've come to actually almost breaking up, but. Besides that,
well, you recently went to a party, right?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Giraffe's
party. Was that during... Yes, it was. During the time we were mad at each other, I went to a party. And, I went to this, party. We drank and,
You drunk before.
You've seen me drunk before. It's just that, at the beach.
That was it? Well, I was drunk. I don't remember anything.
Exactly.
Damn.
Yeah, exactly. But, we had this party at Giraffe's house, and, it was a good party. Everybody was there. We were having a good time. But, the cops showed up.
So that means it was a good party? Or?
Yeah, that's basically it. You know it's a good party when the cops show up. It means you're doing something right.
Did anybody hit on you?
Hit on me?
Yes.
No. Well, my ex-boyfriend was there. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, there was one girl. I don't know if she was hitting on me. It was a pretty drunken night, but she was, I guess, she said I reminded her of someone that she used to know. And no matter what, there was like this one point she cornered me when I was about to go use the restroom to tell me about how magical that girl has been in her life and stuff like that. And I'm like listening. I'm like, oh, awesome. That's great. Yeah. Kind of got to use the bathroom here. And She wouldn't. She was like, "Oh yeah, okay." I think she was waiting outside of the bathroom for me to come out too.
Oh wow!
So as soon as I came out, I you know, kind of gave her like the head nod, like cool, and just walked on outside to talk to everyone else again. When we were leaving afterwards, I was telling Giraffe goodbye, and the girl was like, "You know, you're a good spirit. You have a good spirit, and I like your spirit." And I was like,
"Oh my gosh!"
I was like, "Thank you." And she gave me a hug. She was like, "Be safe." And I was like, "Okay, thanks." She was a nice girl. I liked her. She was pretty cool, and she had her girlfriend was there too, which also gave me a hug.
It was weird. You always, all these gay people are attracted to you.
Yeah, I kind of got the scent that they all look for. Called I'm not gay, but I'm willing to turn, I guess.
What is it about you that all these gay people are attracted to you?
I don't know.
Nice, I don't know.
I guess I'm nice, I guess.
Yeah, but other people are nice too, I guess.
But
it's so weird because this isn't the first story you're talking about with gay people.
Yeah, when
like it always happens to you.
Yeah, when I was in Orlando, this girl was hitting on me. She was a bartender, and I really didn't think that she was hitting on me at first, but we were just having fun, you know, talking at the bar. And then all of a sudden I noticed that she was following me, and then she asked me if I had a girlfriend, or if my friend was my girlfriend. And I was like, no. And I'm straight. She gave me a hat. That was the end of it.
She gave you a hat?
Yeah. She gave me a free hat. I don't think I could actually, no, I'm good. Because accepting the hat would be like, okay, I'll call you later.
I just want to know what it is about you. We got to get these gay people on the show.
But also, there was also this time when I was in high school and I had a friend, and she was always like holding my hand. And in Michigan, if you're holding someone's hand, it wasn't really a big thing when I was younger, you know, holding hands.
Oh, Michigan, you're doing it for protection.
Since I moved here and we laced hands, I was like, cool, this is my friend, dudes. Walking down the street and, you know, in the hallways, holding her hands, swinging our hands, because we're two girls just holding hands, swinging. And
this is my best friend.
The next thing I know, people are asking me if I was gay or bi or something like that. I was like, no. And they was like, well, this girl over here said that you were her girlfriend because you're always holding hands. I had to set that record straight. Like, really, like, literally straight. So, what's been happening with you?
It's been the same, same old. Just nothing exciting like you, like gay people hitting on you. Yeah, nothing like that. What? That's a good thing, right?
Well, do you have anything else? Anything new to say? Maybe about, you know, what's been happening with you as far as this few weeks has been concerned, seeing that we haven't been podcasting?
Oh, we took a podcast break. Yeah, maybe that's not, you know, good for beginners. Beginners shouldn't do a podcast break like we did, but we did it.
I guess we just had to sort ourselves out to kind really of figure out just, what we were.
Really, we just didn't have time to get together and have time to do this. And
but we did have time to make amateur sushi.
Yeah, we. Oh yeah. You go to our Twitter. You look at our, well, we have Instagram now.
Oh yeah, I take pictures of absolutely everything and anything, so it's best not to follow me.
But if you do want to follow her, it's waste your time.
It is.
Waste your time.
I couldn't think of anything else, so I just said waste your time. I just take pictures of absolutely anything and everything, and then, you know, slap a name to it and call it art.
Yeah, because Instagram is cool because there's no text really. It's just all pictures.
You just see people putting pictures up there and like, I'm an artist now. But
I use one of those effects.
Yeah,
make it a little brighter.
That's how I feel. Like, I'm really deep, guys.
I trust very deep.
I took a picture of a cheese sandwich, and I owned it.
You took a picture of a cheese sandwich?
Yes, I did.
I didn't see that one yet.
It's gone. My mom said that's not art.
Tell your mom art could be anything.
That's what I told her.
It could be a guy shitting on a canvas, and he can call it art, and that is art. That really, I bet there is something like that.
I'm pretty sure there is.
Hey. There's a girl drawing with period blood, and that's considered art.
That's really the art within the uterus, yeah.
Art.
Uterus art.
Art can be anything.
From the paint of a brush to the blood coming out of someone's cooch, I guess.
Yeah, art means it, but not a lot of art is good. Or I wouldn't have any of those paintings in my house.
Cooch art?
Cooch art.
Cooch art. That's what I call it now, I guess.
Yuck. Anyways, the podcast, we don't live together. That's why it's hard for us to get together and do the podcast. But if we live together, we'll probably be so much easier.
Someday, guys.
Someday. But yeah. So we recently went to the most racist place on Earth.
Omegle. Oh my gosh.
Omegle. If you don't know, it's basically chat roulette.
Yeah, it's you just press a button, or you know, you put in your likes, and the person who has the same like as you, you know, you get into a chat room with them. And boy,
it doesn't even matter what you like. You can like the most simplest thing, and you just boom, penis. Next. Penis.
Oh my gosh. Oh yes.
Like you just boom, next. Or little kids.
Yeah.
It's either you're never in between.
Or racist, you know, racist people. Like I was, you know, trying to chat with somebody, and then automatically when I got into my first chat room with someone, it was these two girls saying, "Black girl, what up, gal?"
Yeah,
and all that other stuff.
It was like that slang.
Like, "What's up, my nigga?" And doing all that other stuff. You know you're safe on a computer, but if I find that IP address, ooh.
That's that nerd menu. The IP address ever gets found. It's a wrap.
So, they feel like they could say anything on a computer, but okay. And then, you know, he tried his luck, and then all you hear is, "Hey, chink, how you doing, gook?"
Yeah, you hear chinks, and I don't remember hearing gook, but I heard chinks. they don't know about the gook word.
Yeah, you kind of taught me about the gook word.
But chinks you hear repeatedly.
And then they make the eyes. Oh my gosh, that's what sold me. They did
that Miley Cyrus picture taking thing.
But we did find some good people to talk to, and one we actually became friends with on Skype. He's a cool kid from Canada.
I was lost because all they talk about was anime.
Yeah, but he did get you into Dead Man Wonderland.
That was a good show. Yes. Well, the only reason I wanted to watch because they dubbed it. And when you dub something, I assume that it was good enough for you to take the time to dub it. So that's why I watch it.
So, but you didn't watch the dub version?
No, I know. I couldn't find it on the internet.
I'm watching the dub version.
Because I don't have the internet in my house. I'm living broke.
Yeah, guys. That's, we've been dealing with racism.
Well, we don't go on anymore. Unless we want to make ourselves sadder. Then we'll probably go on it.
What's the days looking like? Well, I haven't cried lately, so let's go to Amigo. I was babysitting for a while too, and
we were babysitting two little black kids, and it was fun for me, but I guess it was hell for you, right?
It was super hell, not hell, super hell, because the mother would only leave them probably come. Drop them off at 10, come and pick them up at 8, 9, you know, 7, 8, or 9, come and pick those kids up. And I would be sitting there with the kids always asking me, "When does mommy come home? When does mommy come home?" And, you know, most of the time I'm just sitting there like I want to say, "Shut up!" But I'm telling them kids, like, I don't know, I'm not a genie. And, you know, I don't know when this lady is going to come and pick you guys up. It's like pop goes the mommy. You never know when it's going to come up.
What frustrated me is that she didn't really pay you.
Oh, yeah. He got really upset about that.
Yeah, because like, the first couple of days she paid you, right?
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden just, no, you had to say, "I'll do it for free." Because she's like, "Oh, for free?
You know black people here free." For her.
It's like a coupon, Marie. And you know what we do with coupons? I love coupons.
I know what you do with coupons.
Yes.
Like, I swear.
We do with coupons for what they're made for.
Okay.
And that's what y'all do. You tell them I can do it for free. Ooh, let me turn this coupon in.
Oh my gosh. But we took them, we did stuff with them. Like, I made them cookies and brownies, and we made them some sushi, which they actually did like. And we took them shopping with us, which was the most awkward thing in the world.
Not to me.
Yeah, it was looking like we were like a little family. It was weird because if I wasn't around Justin, then he would be out there with that little girl, and like the little girl was in the cart and he was like way down there somewhere else. People would be looking at him like, okay, why is this Asian with this? With
oh,
this
I had a little baby child in the shopping cart, and I was just going around trying to get people to stare at me. Really.
He was actually trying to get people to stare. And there was like this one point where he was like, stare at me, stare at me, stare at me. The little girl was like,
I jokingly said
she
that.
She was like, why are you saying that? And then she says out loud, she was like, why do you want people to stare at you?
No, well, time ago.
They stared then.
My cover is blown.
Right then and there, he was like, okay, let's go. But it was fun, I have to admit. We met a lot of people here. They got to pat a dog, and even the people here think that Justin lives with me.
It's, yeah.
And he's not telling them that he doesn't. I'm not either, but still.
What? Well, that wasn't, I don't see how that would bring up the conversation.
Yeah. So you're just waiting for them to say, hey, do you live here?
Mm-hmm.
And then you would tell them no?
Yep. Maybe. Who knows? We'll see how it goes.
There's so much you can do with that. Like, they don't know what you are. That you could be,
but
like,
at least everybody here is, you know, is okay with interracial coupleness.
Well, of course. Nothing but interracial couples here. Yeah.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah. And that guy who was talking to us, like, a few weeks ago, did he tell you that the girl that he stayed with in California was black?
He did not tell me that.
Yeah, he told me that she was
trying to get some points.
Yeah,
I guess. Some cool points?
Hey, I saw you with that Asian guy. You know, the girl I used to date was black. I was like, oh, that's nice. But also, he has a daughter that got locked out of her house. And,
well, that was her daughter? That was his daughter?
Yeah, that was his daughter.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
Justin here wouldn't let her use his phone.
I honestly thought she was a crackhead and using the phone to buy crack.
Did you hear what she said at all?
She said she didn't use the phone for her dad, but
I won't be tricked. The baby was in the house.
I won't be tricked.
Did you hear her? She said the baby was in the house. She had a mistake and locked the baby in, and she couldn't get back in.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Jerk.
I just thought she needed to buy crack.
But I knew who she was because I saw her one day getting out of the car with him. And he told us that he had a daughter who just had a baby. So, and you...
She's not good.
Getting all worried
about locking a kid in the house.
Well, I guess she went to throw something away and not real... Because I do this sometimes, too. Like, I have this habit of locking the door, because I'm so worried about what's outside and stuff like that, that I have a mistake and lock myself out. Mm-hmm. It's like a big habit. And seeing that she has a baby, I can understand how she has that habit. But, you know, also it'd be nice if she takes her keys out with her next time.
Yeah. Well, if I would have known that, I probably would have handed her the phone.
Instead of looking at her like she was crazy.
Like a drug addict to me. Man, I shouldn't be judging people, but, yeah, you know. We do.
Also, while we were away, I saw the movie Ted.
Ted.
Yeah.
Seth MacFarlane's first movie, from the guy who made Family Guy and American Dad.
And The Cleveland Show.
The Cleveland Show.
What was that?
I've never seen The Cleveland Show.
And The Cleveland Show.
See, I've seen it, but I didn't think it was that good.
But,
how was that movie?
It was a good movie. I liked it. It was funny. It wasn't like a...
Was it like the same kind of jokes as like Family Guy? Like same, you know, out there jokes?
Yeah, it was. It didn't take itself seriously, which is a good thing because you don't want those kind of those movies that's like, okay, this is going to be a best hit. this is going to be a top seller kind of show.
So you're saying it's not going to win any awards? Probably. But it is his first movie, so.
Yeah. But it was a good movie. It was, you know.
Like dirty humor and stuff?
Yeah, a lot of dirty humor. You got to hear some of the voices from, actually, a lot of the voice actors for the characters in Family Guy was actually on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Lois, Meg.
Like the person?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Mila Kunis plays Meg.
Yeah, Lois, Meg, even Joe and the son, what's his name? Stewie was there.
Chris?
Yeah, Chris. And, of course...
The redhead guy plays Chris, right? The redhead guy.
The guy from, what's his name?
Oh, I know it's the redhead guy.
His name is Seth, too.
Seth Green.
Yeah, Seth Green. He was in there.
How'd you rate the movie?
From a scale from 1 to 10, I guess I would give it probably an 8.
Would you watch it again?
I would, you know.
Seeing as, you know, I didn't watch it?
Yeah, guys, I went to go see it in spite of him because I was mad at him. And my sister wanted to take me out, so that's what we did. We just went to go see Ted. Even though I told Justin that I would see it with him, I was, like, really mad. So I was like, okay, you know what? F him. I'm going to go see Ted.
Okay, as long as we watch Batman together, I'm good.
And that's my punishment.
I don't care what you do during Batman, The Dark Knight Rises, but... I mean, I didn't like the second one, but it was watchable. I watched all of it. And the Joker made the second one okay. And the third one, I don't even know what's in it, but... It doesn't matter. It's the last one. Or Spider-Man. I don't really care.
I can deal with Spider-Man. I'd rather watch Batman. But I'll watch it. You know, you did go and see what's the name?
Brave.
You did go see Brave.
Damn, Brave. We watched Brave.
That was a good movie.
I was so boring.
Of course you would think it was boring. It's a kid's movie. Like, I actually liked it from... All the Disney movies that I've ever seen, which was mostly, oh, there's a princess, she's fighting to get her man. This one was actually different. She didn't need a guy. She just, you know, fought to fight.
She was independent.
Yeah. And that's what I liked about it. It was a good movie, but him sitting there like, it was a good movie.
She did have nappy hair.
It wasn't nappy. It was just like curly.
Her mom has really straight, beautiful hair. And she won't even comb her daughter's hair. Just let her daughter just go out there, just run wild in the woods and stuff.
She didn't want her daughter to run wild in
like
the woods.
Like she was part of the Hunger Games or something.
She didn't want her child to go running out in the woods.
Well, she didn't comb it.
Well, you can't blame her. I mean, who wants to sit there and, like, she's old enough to take care of her own hair. And if she likes it wild and curly, then fine.
That show is out there. If there was like a, you know, a tournament where all the Disney princes, I would pick her to win.
Yeah. Her and Mulan. That's about it. Let's see. What else happened while we were away? Oh, we got into The Guild.
Oh, The Guild is a show on Netflix.
Yeah. They got
like
all
five episodes.
Seasons.
Every episode is like an hour long.
Mm-hmm. It's like five movies, basically.
I watched it before Marie. When I watched it, I was like, Marie's not going to get into this. This is nerdy.
And yet.
She's not going to get the references that it's going to have. Because they reference, like, RPG games and all that stuff.
I don't even seem to surprise you, don't I?
Yeah, she's like, oh, she know, and she just, I guess she got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good show. She,
I am a nerd,
she did a good job with that show.
Yeah. We, I loved her facial expressions. The thing is, I love good acting. Mm-hmm. I have a thing for good acting. And she was a really good actor. I liked her. She played that role.
Felicia Day.
Yeah.
Was the redhead character. She played Codex.
And,
The Indian guy's funny, too. Sanji.
Yeah.
I liked him on it.
Yeah.
Him and his mama.
It was crazy.
I think all the characters were pretty good. Like, Vork, the bald head guy was funny.
Mm-hmm. And
the mom who didn't take care of her kids.
Right.
Neglected them.
No, at a point she gave them, like, laptops so then they can play. She was crazy.
Well, she's a weird person.
And she always talked like she was, like, a teenager or something like that.
But she never grew up, right. Basically.
And her husband was, like... very strict and stuff like that. It was it's a wonder that he was even still with her.
Yeah, I don't respect him.
What would you have said? Bitch, come do my come take care of my kids.
Level up first. Come take care of the kids.
Oh man, it was a good.
Yeah, but if you're looking for something to watch on Netflix, that's probably our recommendation for Netflix.
If we find anything the Guild. Else.
Which probably won't be for a long time, because Netflix is a bunch of, it's hard to find stuff on Netflix. I spend more time browsing than I do watching, really.
Yeah, you try to find some stuff that you never really watched before, or whatever thing to watch. There are a lot of, like, Netflix is like, I was explaining this to Giraffe, because we were talking about it. Like, it's, it has everything, but it has nothing. That's Netflix. It's, you want to watch something and it has everything that you would probably be into, but you wouldn't necessarily watch.
Like, you want to watch Kung Fu Panda, they have Chopkick Panda.
Yeah.
You want to watch Brave.
But they have Kiara, the Brave.
It was just so weird. It's so, and it was so dumb. Like, it's like the bootleg.
They do have the bootleg of films.
But they have some good shows on, like Breaking Bad and maybe some Rapunzel. Other ones.
That Disney Rapunzel. They also have, like, I find myself getting into My Little Pony. And, yes, that's a kid's show, but oh my gosh, I like it so much.
I've never seen it, but I know there's a lot of grown people who like that show.
My Little Pony and Adventure Time. I love Adventure Time.
I know a lot of people like Adventure Time, too.
I have My Little Pony, anime, like, drawn in anime style on my cell phone, and Adventure Time drawn in anime style on my computer. Oh my gosh. Also,
Adventure Time is like the weirdest show ever created.
Yeah. I tried to get him into it, but he doesn't like it.
It looks so, it's so weird.
It is weird. That's why I like it.
I like more shows. I like, it's like, I guess more heavy writing and
less cartoonish.
Yeah, less cartoonish. I can watch some cartoons. I mean, I really can't think of any right now, but
Futurama.
Futurama is actually pretty good, yes. I can watch Family Guy too.
What about American Dad?
I never really got into American Dad. I never really tried it.
Actually,
I mean, I've seen you watch it, but
I don't really get into, like you said, I don't really get into the Cleveland show, but I love American Dad and Family Guy.
The Cleveland show I could not watch. I don't understand the Cleveland show. Even though it's kind of like the same thing as Family Guy, but
it basically is. It is Family Guy, only black.
Yeah.
But do we have any stories today? You know, maybe news stories?
Yeah, we have one coming from Florida.
Oh, wow.
Lake County are facing questions today about a deadly deputy.
The hell?
Oh, my God. Damn you, internet.
Lake County there are facing go. Questions today about a deadly deputy-involved shooting.
Investigators in Leesburg yesterday were trying to find a suspect in a violent crime, but they shot and killed a man who had nothing to do with that case. West 2's Amanda Ober spoke with deputies in Lake County about the shooting. She's with the victim's neighbors and with the victim's neighbors. She is live now with the latest. Amanda?
I'm actually live outside the sheriff's office. We had hoped to speak personally with Sheriff Gary Borders about this incident, but we're told his schedule just wouldn't allow it today. Meantime, a spokesman for the sheriff's office is calling the fatal shooting unfortunate. He does stand by the decision the deputies made to fire.
What?
The sheriff's office in Lake County stands by the actions of its deputies, even though the man they fatally shot was the wrong man.
Even though this subject is not...
That's what always happens in Florida, I guess. Like, they all support... Like, they supported George Zimmerman when he did that. The Florida cops did kind of... Well, it looked like they supported him because they didn't arrest him.
Right.
Until outrage later, then they arrested him.
This place is crazy.
Well, Florida, I don't know. They support their... Even when they know it was wrong. Like, this guy, clearly, they knew he was wrong. The cops were wrong. They didn't get punished. They supported the cops, which is weird.
It's not Florida, you know, because Florida is nothing but land. It's the people in Florida. Like, they're crazy. The most heinous thing that this person has done, they're okay with that. That, you know, he just got shot on his porch. He was just an innocent bystander, and that's okay.
And they admitted he's an innocent bystander. It's not like they, ooh, like... They thought it was something
like,
else.
They support it? No, you shouldn't support it. Yeah, you're glad that he did his job, but he should be reprimanded for killing someone. Did he kill them?
Well, it just says shooting
for
right
shooting
now.
Someone who was even part of the part of their investigation. Just an innocent person opening their door and then getting shot at.
Well, the crazy part to me is they supported them. The cops supported them. The stations, whatever, supported them.
Yeah. And I bet the guy who was supposed to get shot at was just, like, laughing, like, oh, awesome, I got free.
One that we were looking for, when he opened the door, he was pointing the gun at the deputy. And if you put yourself in the deputy's shoes, they were there to pick up someone who was wanted for an attempted homicide.
The shooting happened around...
Oh, wait a minute, they opened a random door and a guy had a gun on him.
Well, that changes everything. Yeah.
Does it? Because if you do put a gun to a cop, I think cops do have the right to shoot you back.
Yeah, I spoke a little bit too soon, guys.
I mean,
but
if you do,
dang.
Okay, I can see
that one.
Maybe we should let the story finish before we
get on. That makes sense. Okay, yeah. Okay, guys, I'm supporting the cop now.
Wait a minute, you don't know what's going on for the rest of the story.
For all we know, it might change again.
It might change.
Flip flopping.
Let the story play out.
Sunday morning at the Blueberry Hill Apartments in Leesburg. Deputies were chasing two attempted murder suspects. One of them, Jonathan Brown, parked his motorcycle in front of Unit 114, which is next to the building where he lives. However, deputies assumed that Brown had gone into 114 and they banged on that door. They say they did not announce they were law enforcement for safety reasons. When the resident of Unit 114, 26-year-old Andrew Scott, answered the door, he was holding a gun. One of the deputies fired at him, killing him.
We heard like four shots. And when we came outside, we already saw the police out here.
Was he holding a gun at him, or he was just holding a gun, period?
They didn't actually specify. They just said...
But if he was just holding a gun, period, then it should be nothing, because... Florida, you're allowed to carry a gun in your house. I mean, this is not a big deal here.
Like, we are really flip-flopping here. they shot a man in his house. We hate that guy. Oh, the guy had a gun. We hate that guy. Oh, wait a minute. Was the gun in his hand? I mean, was he actually holding a gun, or was it in his
hostel? If he's just holding a gun and opening the door, that's nothing. I mean, you shouldn't shoot him over that.
We hate that guy again.
I thought, man, if he was pointing it at the officer, then yeah. That's okay, but if it was just holding it...
What a confusing report.
Well, you just opened up the door.
But, and four shots? I'm pretty sure one shot would have got the gun out of his hand.
Yeah, one shot would have been enough.
Right. Like, kill him, guys. Kill him. He's got a gun in his hand.
Salts.
Crying hysterically.
Lamech Blount has worked with Scott at two different restaurants over the past 6 years. He thinks law enforcement reacted too quickly.
I think because his motorcycle was parked in front of Andrew's door, I mean, it wasn't safe to assume that that's where he was at.
Hat off, flipped to the side.
The Florida Department of Law Enforcement is investigating what, if any charges could be filed in this incident.
Me and my hoes heard some gunshot going on.
Are on administrative leave. Now, I talked today over the telephone with the uncle of the shooting victim, Andrew Scott. He says the family is in shock and they are especially upset that the sheriff's office pointed out that inside Scott's apartment they found drugs and drug paraphernalia. The uncle says Scott is an innocent victim here and should not be portrayed as a criminal. Live in Tavares in Lake County, Amanda Oberwesh, 2 News.
That's who.
Yeah, you have to.
Because, really?
All they're doing is holding a gun, that's all? Like, he didn't threaten the cops with it.
Right.
Even if the guy put the gun on, pulls the gun on the cop doesn't just shoot you automatically.
Right.
They're not on the stuff.
The cop could have asked him, you know,
put the gun down, sir.
Yeah. And if he would have refused, then okay, then you have somewhat of a right.
But they just acted really quick and just shot the dude.
You see a gun, so you shoot? That's not how things work. I know a lot of people will be like, well, he had no choice. The other guy had a gun. He never knew what's going to happen. But still, no. There's like rules you have to follow. Kind of like how we can't chase people out of our store if they steal something, you know?
I hate those citizens arrest people. I'm making a citizen's arrest.
Yeah, it's pretty much like that. There's rules you gotta follow, and you know, as far as supporting the guy who I still don't understand. Four shots, guys, really? I'm pretty sure after the first shot he was writhing in pain, sitting there like, okay, you know, maybe it was a bad idea to open the door with a gun. But I don't think that you needed exactly four shots just to kill the guy. And especially if it wasn't the guy you were looking for.
Mm-hmm. And so while he had drug paraphernalia, guns, and all that other stuff in his... in his house.
I gotta protect my weed.
Doesn't give him the right to shoot him.
Oh, yeah. Don't touch my root. Don't touch my weed. Get out of here. Go on, get. Pretty much. That no. No. But so do we have anything else?
I think that's all for today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you're listening to Waste Your Time. You can follow us at Waste Your Time on Twitter. That's Waste Your Time.
Also, you can maybe send us some messages on wasteyourtimewhat at gmail.com. Or you can talk to us on Skype at wasteyourtimewhat. That's WASTEURTIMEWUT.
I've never heard the song or seen the video.
First time we're actually looking at it. Oh, God. Really?
What? What's bad about this? She's just leaving. She is leaving. She's like 50. She could be in her 60s right now. But she doesn't really look that old. She's really good for her age.
Madonna.
I'm about to pick a good song. Mm-hmm. We should do this with headphones. So I was hoping it's gonna be like technology. Oh, that's creepy.
When the world starts to get you down, and nothing seems to
be right. Boy still sounds young.
Huh?
Boy still sounds young.
Why not?
Makes you feel like you're going to go insane.
Oh. Oh my gosh, this woman is so loud.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Britain, the song.
Did she just give him
what
money?
What the hell?
Did she just give him money? Here, black guy.
She just bought him.
Oh my gosh.
She just bought him and took
him
away.
She just bought a black guy. What the hell? So was she buying all these people? Hispanic guy. So what is it? White, black, Hispanic. What is that? Oh my gosh, she a freak. Is that a woman?
Madonna's always been a freak. She's always been a freak. Yeah.
Look at all these people she's bringing into her car.
Well, that was a little hooker things. Yeah, that's a hooker thing.
Hey, Monsa.
I never understood a hooker, by the way.
I don't understand this.
Hooker doesn't do anything. Turn up the radio.
Bring into her car.
What she do with other people? She got them.
Why does she look like she should be a real wife, a real housewife? Like, just why does she look like she should be a real housewife?
What does that mean?
You never seen the Real Housewives of Orange County and all that stuff? Like, she looks like she should be a real housewife. Oh my gosh, hitchhikers. And of course, let's let them in.
Why not? They're wearing suits.
She made them turn around. Join our orgy.
She has to check out the merchandise before she buys it. You don't just pick up random stuff on it.
Join our orgy.
turn off the radio.
You're gonna be part of that one day, stand outside. You know what? Next time when I get my car, I'm gonna have you stand outside and put your thumb up, probably make a turn for me.
Are you role playing?
Yes, I'm gonna be Madonna. All the you be one of the black guys.
Bend my arm.
Oh, he quit? Yep, I understand. I would quit too. But I don't understand why he had to get out of the car without pants on. I told you it was an orgy.
La festa è finita adesso. Allacciati la cintura, stronzetta.
Back at you, babe.